only individuals and organizations. Now, who stands as the hate group here, friends?
Isaiah 5:20 states, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Let me emphasize the word woe is also put in a place as a curse. Now that we got that out of the way, where did hate crimes originate from? James Byrd Jr. He was a black American who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas on June 7, 1998. Sean Berry, Lawrence Brewer, and John King offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved around the road. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout most of the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, severing his right arm and head. The murderers drove for another mile before dumping his torso in front of a black American cemetery in Jasper, Texas. Two of the three suspects were known white supremacists and admitted their motivation for the murder of James Byrd was because of his race. One of them had several racist tattoos, a black man hanging from a tree, Nazi symbols, the words Aryan Pride, and the patch from a gang of white supremacist inmates known as the Confederate Knights of America. Now, I'm sure you've heard of Matthew Shepard, the victim of a supposed hate crime. The media pushed that he was killed because he was gay, when in fact it had nothing to do with his sexual preference. Laramie Police Detective Ben Fritzen, one of the lead investigators in the case, said, "Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly wasn't the motive in this homicide. If it wasn't Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it came down to really is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it," Fritzen said. ABC News revisited the case in 2004 and found out that things were not as they originally seemed. While McKinney and Henderson admit to killing Shepard, both men now say the real story is not what it seemed. Here are additional points that ABC found. Number one, the night of the crime, Aaron McKinney was not only too drunk to drive, but had been on a methamphetamine binge for the whole week prior. He was known for bursting out into spontaneous attacks. Number two, after McKinney and Henderson left beating Shepard, they took his wallet, drove to his apartment to rob it. In the parking lot of Shepard's place, they encountered two young men who were vandalizing cars. Hostile words led to a fight, and for the second time that night, McKinney went out on the attack and severely injuring the other man, even fracturing his skull. The fight stopped when police came and they tried to flee. Number three, just hours after Shepard's battered body was discovered, and before anyone knew who had beaten him, Shepard's friends, Walt Bolden and Alex Trout, began spreading the word that the attack may have been a gay bashing. It's interesting how that works. Number four, McKinney was asked directly by ABC whether he targeted and attacked Shepard because he was gay. He replied, "No, I did not. I would say it wasn't a hate crime. All I wanted to do was beat him up and rob him." Number five, people who knew Shepard and McKinney said they used to attend the same parties, do drugs together, and that McKinney himself was even a bisexual. Even if James Byrd was white, and even if Matthew Shepard was straight, these are both the same where the law is concerned, These are both crimes against our laws. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted...
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, we're highlighting what they're proud of. And it's amazing what's involved here, isn't it? I think most people are kind of taking a step back saying, you got to be kidding me. It's like, nope, I'm not kidding you, and neither are they. We're going to be talking about the Michael Swift Gay Manifesto, which was inserted into the Congressional Record on February 15th through the 21st in 1987. So your said representative government and your representees, friends, have known this for a long time. And you tell me when I go through this, line upon line, precept upon precept, as if friends, as if to suggest that this is not exactly what's being played out right before our eyes today. It is pretty insane, to say the least, and it's shameful on the behalf of the American people that tolerate them foaming out their shame. And rest assured, there will be a just recompense, as we can see on a daily basis in this country, friends. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also jump on to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends. Yesterday, we were highlighting those that want to play the victims, when in fact we were highlighting the crimes of those alleged wannabe victims, only to be found out as the perpetrators. And folks, again, as I've said all 4 days that I've been highlighting what they call pride, I have also been sharing with you, friends, concerning the
content and the fruit of their crimes as to what it is that they're responsible for. This is the tip of the iceberg when we're highlighting what it is that we're highlighting. I also wanted to finish off another one before we kick into this show today, and it is guilty as self-inflicted. The question that I want to lay to everybody's candor, because I think everybody that's been listening to me over the last 5 days concerning this very topic, what they call pride here, we all understand that it's the corrupt in the halls of government that are living through their little useful idiots that are out on the streets foaming out their shame. Because what we're finding is the government is not condemning these crimes. These statutes are found in the book, state statute, friends. In every single one of our state union, in every one of our states in this union, friends, the law's clear as to what it says, and we're not finding our said representatives upholding the law. We see them transgressing the law, and according to what our forefathers established, we are to respond with impeachment and prosecution for their crimes. It's interesting as well that when you look at what's going on in the country today, isn't it interesting where you see these people that are busted in the act of what the government and the mainstream media and what the useful idiots are promoting out in the streets? When they're busted in the act, they go to prison for a long, 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 long time, don't they? Yep, they do. Then how is it that you don't see what they're promoting, folks, is responsible for at length the action at the end of the day? Because it's exactly what they're doing. It's gas on the fire. And again, pay attention to the fact that, friends, it's the said representatives that are promoting this with the mainstream media as to what they're guilty of. They're manifesting who they are through these useful idiots on the streets. And we're going to get into more of this. But again, what happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into their surfaced allegations, speaking of those that are guilty as self-inflicted? It's interesting that the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes are the ones that play the victim, right? So let's take a look at the mind of a distorted to see. I want to highlight one, and then we're going to change topics concerning, well, we're going to be talking about the same topic, but I'm going to be highlighting other fruit that hangs on the branches of this abominable agenda. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism, okay? Dunn was, again, scheduled to speak at a campus forum on what they call racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. Oh, how convenient, right? Or was it? Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, the tires were slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. The problem with her story was that the two students saw her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job and was also sent to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She had claimed that $1,700 worth of her items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home. And oh, and by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Can't make it up, folks. Tells us in 18:19 of Deuteronomy, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition. That means painstakingly inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, that's what they mean to do. Then shall you do unto them as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. Well, what happens when these people or these abominable individuals are held accountable for the crimes that they themselves have contrived? Then and only then will they fear to do it again. That is the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. I mean, what a novel idea, right? What a novel idea. Justice, again, is the guardian of our liberty. So, America, guard your liberty by bringing forth justice upon the heads of those that are perpetuating self-inflicted hate crimes. Let me give you one more. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gay" scrawled in red cross, red across, R-E-D, across their garage, and a noose hanging from their front door. Perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the good guys in the FBI that were involved, authorities stated the women themselves were responsible for the acts. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting, and one of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery. They both pleaded guilty to the charges. Folks, this is bigotry in reverse is what it is. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation.
And the people love it, man.
Our country is in trouble. Our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I wanted to give you a quick heads up as well. On the 28th of June, we're going to be at the Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360 event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Johnstown, Colorado. Again, June 28th, Johnstown, Colorado, Picnic at the Park, Parish Park. Event starts at 10 a.m. and it goes till 4 p.m. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. Now, folks, I want to just kind of throw this at some of you. For those that want to know what it is that the Lord will not tolerate, I want to tell you that America is guilty of both. And if you look at Amos chapter 4, you're going to find out what I'm talking about here. And when you look at a country that murders its own babies by just rewording it, and I want to reiterate the point as well, friends, that during the Holocaust, the Nazi regime that the Bushes in America were funding illegally, Prescott Bush, namely, he was indicted in 1942. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling to you. But what's interesting to note, folks, is when they were actually found out concerning the heinous crimes that they were committing, namely Mengele or Mengele, it's pronounced different ways in different countries, but he was called the Angel of Death. He was found out for the heinous crimes that he was committing against the people. Perhaps some don't know to the degree, but he was jumping on top of pregnant women in hopes of pushing the baby out. He was known for dissecting. He was known for testing on live subjects. I mean, the list goes on. And when America found out about it, and when the world found out about it concerning them, what they call today aborting babies, what they called it back then was murdering babies, just like it did in Scripture and still does. Actually, if you read Proverbs 6:17, you'll understand, as well as Exodus 20, verse 13, the Lord said not to murder, and that's exactly what's going on. But during that time, when the world found out that they were murdering babies, did you know that there was a worldwide outcry? Did you know that? And I want you to remember this, Americans. Do you know that Adolf Hitler was, in fact, as we know, or at least what history tells us, there's no nothing so false as modern history, no doubt about it. But what we have been told is that there was 11 to 12 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies that were murdered by Adolf Hitler. And I'm saying that for the purpose, friends, that you have to equate that to how evil Adolf Hitler was. And everybody calls him a wicked monster, which he is and was. And he's in hell now where he belongs. But why don't you look in the mirror, Americans, because you've allowed a small group of people to illegally sanction the murder of over 80 million babies in your country. And when you look at Scripture, 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings, you're going to see that the Lord is not going to pardon what you just pass off as no big deal because it has nothing to do with you. After all, they're not your kids, when in fact Scripture tells us we are our brother's keeper. Now, when you allowed your government to start murdering its own babies, you are in trouble right there, because the Lord will recompense for every drop of blood that has been shed. And furthermore, when you start to allow a bunch of men acting as women and women acting as men to take the reins, to go so far as to commit the act in the face of all of the American people and to get away with it, and the people do nothing, you can rest assured that the Lord is going to do something. I just, again, just want you to understand all this. How do you know, Bradley? Because I am a believer. I believe the Word of God from start to finish. I see the fruit of these abominable individuals. I also see that the Lord is not leaving himself without witness, and that he's not slack to repay the people in this country concerning those that hate him. They love him so much that they disobey him at every given turn. That's called hate, Americans, not love, okay? But I want you to go back and I want you to get this, because yesterday someone was bringing up Lot and Sodom, which is described in Genesis 19. Now, when you go back to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, remember the men of the city surrounded Lot's house. And what they were doing was demanding that he bring out his male guests so that they could know them. This is understood as a euphemism, okay? For example, for sexual relations, specifically homosexual intercourse. Well, Lot refused, and in an attempt to protect his guests, he pleaded with them not to harm the men who had come under his protection. However, the men of Sodom, the Sodomites, were not interested in Lot's daughters. They wanted the men, who were actually angels in disguise, indicating a specific desire for homosexual activity. The mob insisted on having access to Lot's male guests and threatened to harm Lot himself. Well, friends, this merely demonstrates that the sin of Sodom was not a general desire for violence or rape, although those things may have also been present, but a specific desire for homosexual intercourse. See, it's the reprobate nature that wants to rebel against God because it wants to show God and all of mankind their independency. And what they want to do is they want to go ahead and live their lives the way that they want to live their lives at the expense of the innocent. Okay? And as I said, people, the Lord will not leave himself without witness, and he is not today. You guys ever heard of the Mexican rat, which coincides with what I'm talking about here? Because I know that some people just take it and cast it behind their back and think no big deal as to what they're doing out in the streets today, foaming out their shame, making a prey of children. This is happening right in front of the world, too, in America. And it's also interesting to note, folks, that their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late, and the people still think it's no big deal. Well, let me bring you back to the Mexican rat. Two women from Southern California were about to cross the Mexican border to return to the U.S. And when they saw what looked like a very small, sick animal in the ditch beside their car, and as they examined it, it looked like a little chihuahua. And then and there, they decided to take it home with them. Now, because they were afraid they were breaking the law, they put the dog in the trunk of their car and drove across the border. Once safely on American soil, they retrieved the animal and nursed it until they arrived home. One of the women was so concerned about the alien dog that she took it into bed with her and reached out at different intervals during the night to touch the tiny animal and reassure it that she was still present. The dog was so sick the next morning that she decided to take it to the veterinarian. That is when she found out that the animal wasn't a tiny, sick dog. It was a Mexican water rat dying of rabies. See, the world in the blackness of its ignorance thinks sin is a little puppy like this puppy to be played with. It is the light of God's law that awakens the sinner to the fact that he or she is in bed with a deadly rat. And because scripture clearly tells us in Proverbs 16:25 that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end are the ways of death. But I want to tell you, friends, concerning this agenda that we're highlighting today, this Pride Month where they're foaming out their shame, I want to reiterate the point that what they call pride, the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah for what they called pride. And of course, they had it completely out of context. All 4 days that I've been highlighting this, this being the fifth, I said, remember the rainbow isn't a celebration of sin. It's a reminder of God's righteous judgment upon the heads of sinners. And again, Americans need to understand that the accomplices, those that give it a pass, these judgments will also take you on as well as your children, your posterity, without a doubt. Now, what I want to do is I want to jump over and just get into this because there's a lot to cover when it comes down to what they're calling pride today. I want to go ahead and play this short video for you. And this was a commercial that was actually played throughout the schools in California in 1961. Okay? And it's called Boys Beware. And what it is, friends, it's a video of a little boy hitchhiking to and fro from school back to home, home to school. And what happens is a man approaches him, and then I'll let the video do the rest.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly.
I just thought you would see that your kids in this country, your dads and moms, grandpa and grandmas, were taught to turn these people into the authorities. Now you have the authorities promoting the crime. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best Red Pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of Liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to give you a heads up. I have a compilation of all of what we've been talking about in video form. It's educational. And you want to go ahead and give this to your family members, believe me. And it's called To Spit Against Heaven. They made the mistake of coming after our ministry, only to send me to school to find out, this is 25 years ago, that what they were doing is completely criminal, as if anybody needed to be told that their actions were criminal. But I guess that there's still people out there that need to be told.
and made aware of the fact that this is illegal in every state in our union. It's called To Spit Against Heaven. Your orders will go out tomorrow, and you will have your orders within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, friends, consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, because without you, we cannot stay out there. As I said earlier, friends, we're going to be in Johnstown, Colorado. That will be on June 28th. We're looking forward to that because KHNC 1360 has been home to the Sons of Liberty for, I believe, 10 years now. And we're really looking forward to this one. Again, it's called Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Johnstown, Colorado, again, June 28th. Now, let's get over to this, and I hope you're sitting down for this. This is what is inserted into the congressional record. This was done, namely, it was extracted and inserted from the Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st in 1987. And again, it was inserted into the congressional record. And this came from a man by the name of Michael Swift, and he called himself the gay revolutionary. Okay, so when we look at this, and I'm going to bring you line upon line, precept upon precept as to what it says, and this is in the congressional record. Remember, they're the ones promoting this. They're trying to enforce the laws against the innocent that are law abiders in this country concerning the agenda within itself. They're trying to use the law against the law to establish what they call a totalitarian system of government. Now, when we go to this, this is what it says. This is what Michael Swift wrote in 1987 concerning the inserted content into the congressional record in 1987. You ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. This is the Gay Manifesto. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and your vulgar lies. We shall seduce them, your children, in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms. Sound familiar, friends? In your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress. Whenever men are men and they are together, your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us. They go on. This is the Gay Manifesto written by Michael Swift, which is inserted into the congressional record. Women, you cry for freedom. You say you are no longer satisfied with men. They make you unhappy. We consciousness, it says, we consciousness of the masculine face, the masculine psyche, shall take your men from you. We will amuse them. It's kind of hard to see, friends. We will instruct them. We will embrace them when they weep. Women, you say you wish to live with each other instead of with men. Then go and be with each other. We shall give your men pleasure they have never known, because we are foremost men too. And only one man knows how to truly please another man. Only one man can understand the depth and feeling, the mind and body of another man. I'm highlighting right now, if you just joined us, the Gay Manifesto inserted into the congressional record. These are the very earmarks and the fruit of what we see right in front of our faces all day long. This was inserted by Michael Swift in 1987 into the congressional record. I proceed. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. Is that what's happening? It's exactly what's happening. All homosexuals must stand together as brothers, all 1.7%, might I add. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. That's me and you, Americans. If you dare cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies.
We shall write poems of love between men. We shall stage plays in which men openly caress men. We shall make films about love between heroic men, which will replace the cheap, superficial, insipid, juvenile homosexual infatuations presenting, dominating, or presently dominating your cinema screens today. We shall script statues of beautiful young men, of bold athletes, which shall be placed in your parks, your squares, your plazas. The museums of the world will be filled only with a painting of graceful naked lads. Forgive me again, folks, if it sounds a little choppy. Some of this is hard to read for me in the sense of how small it is. Our writers and artists will make love between men, fashionable and de rigueur, and we will succeed because we are adept at setting styles. We will eliminate heterosexual lessons through usage of devices of will and ridicule, devices which are skilled in employing. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not the safe, familiar, bourgeois, or heterosexual figures you assumed them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals, because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. Folks, this is how sick these people are. If you're just joining us, I'm highlighting the what they call the Gay Manifesto, which was inserted in 1987 into the Congressional Record. And what they're highlighting right now is exactly what's happening right in front of our face. And yet they call it a satire. No joke. And when I first brought this out 20 years, 25 years ago, folks, I was attacked on a national level by these people as being called a bigot, a hater, and a liar. But yet it's coming straight out of their devilish hearts. Okay? Not of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And this is exactly what they're highlighting right now. Our writers and artists will make love between fashionable, and it goes on, and let me go to the next line. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals, just highlighted that. There will be no compromises. We are not middle-class weaklings, highly intelligent. We are the natural aristocrats of the human race, and steely-minded aristocrats never settle for less. Those who oppose us will be exiled. We shall raise vast private armies. And Mishima did, to defeat you. We shall conquer the world because warriors inspired by and behind together by homosexual love and honor are invincible as we were, or as were the ancient Greek soldiers. The family unit spawning ground of lies, betrayals, mediocrity, hypocrisy, and violence will be abolished. The family unit, which only deprives imagination and curbs free will, must be eliminated. Perfect boys will be conceived and grown in the genetic laboratory. They will be bonded together in community settings under the control and instruction of homosexual savants. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. We adhere to occult beauty, moral and aesthetic, all that is ugly and vulgar and banal will be annihilated since we are alienated from middle class heterosexual conventions. We are free to live our lives according to the dictates of the pure imagination. For us, too much is not enough. Okay. Again, I just want to remind everybody, it's broken because it's hard to read. This is the Gay Manifesto, which was inserted into the Congressional Record in 1987. I'm about 3/4 through right now. And as you can see, just as far as we have gone, everything that they have said concerning the Gay Manifesto is exactly what's happening right before our eyes in America today, as if to suggest this is this is lawful activity, when in fact our laws condemn it. Again, you're understanding why the Lord calls it an abomination. This right here should be the nail on the coffin of the whole sodomite agenda. But again, that's up to the American people. It's not up to the mainstream media. It's not up to the corrupt in the halls of government. It's not up to the 1.7% of the people in this country that mean to pollute the rest of it. The Lord said to leave in the lump, and he meant just that, that the whole lump might be holy. Okay, this is what destroys nations. If you look in the book of Kings, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you're going to understand that when righteous kings rose to power, the first thing they did, literally, is they rid the land of the sodomites. Why? Because they knew what they were responsible for doing. Not what I'm saying, but what they're admitting. What they're setting a narrative to do, friends, is what I'm highlighting even now. The exquisite society to emerge will be governed by an elite compromised of gay poets. I'm going to finish this, folks. We got about a quarter of the way to go concerning the gay manifesto. You want to call in? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 281-845-4704. Again, I understand I'm dumping a lot of information on you, so, and we're going to continue doing that. 281-845-4704. I just wrote an article, "I, for one, will not stand down on what is called the pride agenda. There's no way I'm not going to stand up for our kids. There is no way. And you can see, folks, by the way, if you want to know who's behind all this again, besides the devil himself, friends, that's all you have to do is look to the Rockefellers. I mean, who's funding all of this to destroy this country? And if it's not the Rothschild, it's the Rockefellers. The list goes on of the regimes which are in government. If it's not the Clinton regime, then it's the Bush regime. I mean, the list goes on. And if you haven't been over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do yourself a favor and go over there. Because, again, we have contributors from all over the country that are actually in the culture war. Again, it, friends, as making reference to Scripture, as the sons of Issachar knew the time, so do we. These are the agendas that we must stick to. These are the important issues, friends. We don't need to go ahead and highlight all the crimes that the politicians are getting away with right now by trying to create domestic insurrection. I mean, you have the police coming out now saying that this is all created. You have politicians, very far and few between, but they're coming out and saying this is what's really going on. This is your said representative government, the corrupt within the halls of government, creating domestic insurrection. This is what communists do. They have to create crisis to overthrow. This all stops when the American people love their God and their country enough to say no more, period. Again, Isaiah 26, verse 9, it's the very heart of God. Jeremiah 9, 24. So let's get over to this, folks, and finish this off. This is the, again, and I'm reiterating because people are coming and going, as I can see on social media platforms. This is the Michael Swift homosexual manifesto. He called himself a gay revolutionary, and this was inserted into the congressional record in 1987, namely February 15th to the 21st. And what I've read from the beginning to three quarters through right now is exactly what they're doing right in the face of the American people. And somehow or another, the American people still feel that, you know, these people are just victims. They can't help themselves. Well, we covered that yesterday, too. And common sense comes into play. And one of the things that I highlighted yesterday is what when a man steals and he says he can't help himself, how do you think the judge is going to respond to that? And matter of fact, he resorts back to the fact that he was born that way. Or what about the man that doesn't know how to tell the truth? Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Well, you know what, friends? Our laws stand against that. But he stands in front of the judge and says, I was born that way. Or what about the guy that likes to kill and he's doing his best? He only kills on Fridays. And he stands in front of the judge and says, I just can't help myself. I love to murder people. I love to kill. And judge, look at this. I'm going to go ahead and try to point out my own righteousness and say, I only do it on Fridays. The judge looks at him and says, why are you doing this, right? And he looks at him and says, well, I was born this way. I can't help myself. Well, the good news is we're ruled by law. We're not ruled by the homosexuals. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to set them up as the standard, friends, which is completely upside down on its head. To normalize the crime does away with the law that brings peace if it's enforced. Oh, and I can just hear somebody say, Brown, you know, where's the love? What is love? Does that just dismiss the heart of God who's holy and just? Is that what you mean to do, is to say, let's get rid of justice? Because that guards our liberties? Yeah, most people do. Or that what they'll do is they'll say, we need to show compassion to those that are making a prey out of your children. Really? Wow. That's pretty insane, because that's not what law demands. That's not the consequence. That's not what state statute teaches us when somebody breaks the law. My goodness, people. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. That is ridiculous. No, you enforce the law because you love. You show zero tolerance for such abominable individuals that are making the choice to commit the crime. That is love. That's protecting the innocent, as I've highlighted before. That's showing mercy to the innocent. And the other problem that you're having, if you're thinking along those carnal lines, is the fact that they're not repentant. They're not sorry for what they're doing. They're calling it Pride Month. You know, the Bible says clearly, take heed that you stand lest you fall. They want to stand up. They want to gloat. They want to bring all the filth from out of the closet, and they want to spew it all over your children. And you know that's exactly what it's aimed at. scary, scary people in this country. And so, you know what? A lot of people can sit and complain about this whole agenda and say, you know, I don't agree with it neither. But you know why it's going on? Because you tolerate it. That's why. Hey, folks, you know what I've done here? Because of all the censorship, we put up billboards. You know, it's like when the Pharaoh, he afflicted the children of Israel. The more he afflicted them, the more they multiplied. You know, so the more they come at us, we're going to respond 10 different ways. So if they want to censor us or suppress us, then we're going to go to the papers and we're going to put ads in the papers, which we're doing. We're going to do events all over the country. Why? Because that's what I read in Scripture as to what preserves a nation is when people are doers of the word and upholding the commandments of God and the judgments and statutes of the Lord. Matter of fact, in some situations, namely in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord said, if I can find one man to stand in the gap, I'll withhold judgment. I'll relent of the evil that I meant to do. The Lord is not evil. It's the evil of men that he's talking of judging. I'm humored when people say, oh, the Lord said he was evil. No, he is not. Man is the one that made the choice to sin. And what did he bring forth? Death. That is not the Lord. The Lord gave the remedy to sin. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Not the other way around. Anyways, folks, it's going on because the people tolerate it. And again, that's the gospel right there. That's the gospel's truth. And it's time that we start shaming the devil and telling the truth here. Ephesians 5:11. And what's even something to think about when it comes to that, friends, is all the information that the American people have today concerning this whole agenda, and they still sit back. Hey, here, I got a question for you. Mr. Mega, Mr. Making America Great Again, Mr. I'm going to drain the swamp, the very one advocating the sodomite agenda that I'm highlighting right now, you think for some reason or another, the one that was advocating men dressed as women in his pageantries, Donald Trump, do you think that he's going to condemn the crimes that he's advocating and promoting? No, these corrupt criminal politicians, they have a long history of promoting what God condemns. And see, what they're doing is they're being promoted for advocating for what God condemns. But what you don't realize is when you give them a pass, what you're doing is the bad guy, you're allowing the bad guy to hasten the judgments of God upon that nation, because the judgments of God fall upon them as well, friends. You're just allowing them to go ahead and dare the justice of God. That's what accomplices do. That's what I should say don't do. That's what those that are tolerant are inviting. That's what America is procuring unto itself right now. They're inviting the justice of God upon their own country. And that's what's happening, because this is happening on a nationwide basis. Let's finish this off. It also talks about in the Gay Manifesto that churches are going to be condemned. They're going to be closed. It talks about the exquisite society to emerge will be governed by elite compromised of gay poets. One of the major requirements for position of power in the new society of homosexual or eroticism, it says, will be indulgence in the Greek passion. Any man contaminated with heterosexual lust will be automatically barred from a position of influence. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly what's bleeding over in transition to who we are as a people in this country. Look at paper or Project Paperclip. You'll perfectly understand what I'm talking about. It says in ending, we shall rewrite history. History filled and debased with your homosexual lies and distortions. We shall betray the homosexuality of the great leaders and thinkers who have shaped the world. Folks, if it was true, we wouldn't be here today, because men have to be with women to reproduce. That's how the Lord created it. Genesis 5:2. We will demonstrate that homosexuality and intelligence and imagination inextricably linked, and that homosexuality is a requirement for the nobility, true beauty in a man. in ending. We shall be victorious because we are filled with ferocious... I'm going to go ahead and finish this. We will be victorious because we are fueled with ferocious bitterness of oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the ages. We too are capable of firing guns and maintaining and manning the barricades of ultimate revolution. Folks, tremble, heterosexual swine. When we appear, it says, when we appear before you without our masks. That's where things are at today. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.